This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After strengthening over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, Hurricane Michael is closing in on the northwestern Florida panhandle, as weather forecasters warn residents of the southern U.S. state to be ready for the full impact of the potentially catastrophic storm. Michael has sustained winds of 230 kilometers an hour. Landfall is expected within hours, and thousands of homes and businesses already have begun losing power with the arrival of Michael's outer bands. This threatens to be the strongest hurricane to hit the panhandle since authorities began keeping records in 1851. FEMA Director Brock Long.
The storm surge estimates are anywhere between 9 and 14 feet. Storm surge is going to be the worst where the eye makes landfall, just to the east or south of where the eye makes landfall. Somewhere right now it's projected between Panama City, Apalachicola, and then it's going to push forward. So not only is it going to bring 14 feet of ocean water and coastal flood inundation, there'll be wave action on top of that, which is the primary driver of why we evacuate, sir. And then coupled with that, you've got over 145 mile per hour winds.
Long was meeting with President Trump, who said he understood why some people had failed to follow evacuation orders.
And, you know, one of the things that must be said is it's not so easy for some of these people to leave. Some of the areas are very poor. It's not easy for a person without the necessary money to leave. So what we've done is we've sent buses. We've sent a lot of different we're doing a lot of different things to try and remove people from the area, but a lot of people are very poor in certain of those areas.
The operator of a limousine company involved in a crash that killed 20 people in New York State was arrested on Wednesday, though it was not known whether the charges were related to the deadly wreck. 18 persons aboard the limo and two pedestrians were killed in the accident. This is VOA News. Turkey says it has Saudi Arabia's approval for a search of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. This after the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish President Erdogan says he wants proof Khashoggi left the consulate on his own and unharmed, as the Saudis insist. As VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, human rights officials are deeply concerned.
Members of the UN Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances say they are deeply concerned at the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi and at the allegations of state-sponsored murder. They say they are disturbed the disappearance of the Saudi journalist may be directly linked to his criticism of his government's policies in recent years. Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani agrees.
If reports of his death and the extraordinary circumstances leading up to it are confirmed, this is truly shocking.
Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate more than 1 week ago to get divorce papers so he could marry his Turkish fiancée. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Khashoggi, who arrived in the United States from Turkey, fled his native Saudi Arabia a year ago, fearing retribution after his harsh criticism of its Yemen policy and crackdown on dissent. A spokesperson for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Heather Nauert, echoed U.S. concern over the Khashoggi case.
From the secretary on down, we have been engaged in this matter. This is something that we've been following. I understand that the president intends to speak with the Saudis, so I'm not going to get ahead of that conversation that the president may be having. In the secretary's statement, he said that we've seen conflicting reports about his status. We're not going to make any judgments about what had happened to him.
Meanwhile, the timing of a second U.S.-North Korea summit remains up in the air. President Trump now says a meeting with Kim Jong-un is unlikely until after the U.S. midterm elections in November. But the president suggests there is no cause for concern that North Korea's progress on nuclear disarming is beyond incredible. The U.S. has denounced what it calls Venezuela's participation in the death of opposition activist Fernando Albán. In a statement, the White House pledged continued pressure on Caracas until democracy is restored in Venezuela and demanded that President Nicolas Maduro release all political prisoners. Albán was accused of being involved in a failed drone attack on Maduro during a military parade. Somalia's al-Shabaab militants have executed five men they accused of spying for U.S., British, and Somali intelligence agencies. An al-Shabaab court convicted the men before they were executed by firing squad in a public square. The militants identified one of the five as a 32-year-old British man. I'm Gene Randall. This is VOA News.